look, yeah, I'm really thrilled to be making my debut on the medal on Thursday night, and yeah, really looking forward to the game there at the Suncorp Stadium.
How do you feel though about a lot of the flack that refs get? I mean, you know, we yell at the telly, and some people yell on the field. Do you hear any of that stuff?
Oh, look, I think once you're out on the field doing a job, I think it all just becomes a bit of noise, to be honest. But, you know, it's certainly a high-pressure environment, you know, but we do a lot of training to ensure we're prepared for that environment. And it's not too dissimilar to the players. I mean, we're all, I guess, in that high-pressure environment, as I said. So, you know, but it's something that we certainly enjoy and, you know, I enjoy being involved at that level.
Belinda, you're from Rockhampton originally. What made you want to become a referee in the first place?
Look, I think rugby league is obviously a huge sport in central Queensland in that area. So I grew up just loving the game, you know, had a real passion for the game and wanted to, I suppose, find a way to get involved. And this gave me an opportunity to get involved in the game. And, yeah, certainly haven't looked back since and, you know, progressing from there to Brisbane and now to Sydney.
Yeah. What does it take to become a referee, though? You know, you'd have to really study everything about the game. What do you do?
I guess there's a lot that goes into preparing each week to get out onto the field. Obviously, there's the physical preparation and a lot of training that goes into that. But there's, you know, a lot of mental preparation as well. And obviously, knowing the rules is certainly part of that. But I think, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it than people probably would realise.
Are other women following in your footsteps?
Yeah, look, we've seen a number of young female referees get involved right across the country, which is fantastic, particularly over the last few years. So I think, you know, it's great to see that, you know, there's certainly pathways for both male and female officials to make it right through to the NRL.
And is this a full-time job for you?
It is, yeah. So I became full-time in May this year and based in Sydney now, yeah.
And what sort of training is involved, Belinda? A lot of focus is obviously on the players themselves and the training that they do, whether they be the Broncos, the Titans, or after a new coach, or whatever the case might be. But for you as a referee, can you take us behind the scenes and give us an insight into what you have to do along with your colleagues?
Yeah, I guess probably the only difference really would be, obviously, we don't need to do the tackling practice.
you'd certainly hope not anyway.
In terms of the physical preparation, it's probably not too different. There's obviously a lot of running, a lot of strength work. You know, we do a lot of variety in terms of our training as well. So there's some work in the pool, you know, some work and off legs component sessions. So, you know, a variety of training and to make sure that we're prepared each week.
And what about the players on the field when you've got to pull them aside, you've got to talk to them? I mean, what's that respect like? Or friendship even off the field?
Oh, look, I think at the end of the day, they just want a referee who could do their job. So I don't think it necessarily matters who it is to them. And you know, I've been around for a little while now, so they're probably used to seeing me in some capacity on the field. So I think, you know, there's a general mutual respect there with the players. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, if you're just doing your job, then that's, you know, then they're happy with that.
Can you watch a game as a spectator, Belinda Sharp, or as you're there, are you critiquing, you know, a colleague's performance?
It is difficult. I think, you know, once you view the game as a referee, it's hard to view it as anything else. But, you know, I certainly still love to watch games when I can and enjoy it, I guess, as a spectator as well.
Well, look, congratulations on the appointment. Thursday night, you'll be running onto the park at just down the road from where we are here at South Bank in Brisbane between the Broncos and Bulldogs game. You won't be running the sideline as you have been as a touch judge for many years. You will be in the middle with the whistle in hand. Thanks for your time today, Belinda, and congratulations once more.
Thanks very much.
Belinda Sharp. So, yeah, started her refereeing days in Rockhampton, 2014, the first woman to be appointed a touch judge in the NRL. And now, well, in the heart of the action, 17 past 7.